This past Sunday, our church studied the well-known passage from Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You may remember an old gospel song in the 70s that stated, God said it, I believe it, that settles it for me. Now when that song came out, many in the church rallied around its simplicity, but there were those who had concerns that it encouraged a kind of blind faith. They thought that it allowed Christians to leave their brains in a box and go through life just quoting chapter and verse without really thinking through what they believed. But over the years, there have been many who started from that conviction that God's word is indeed true, accurate, and inerrant. But they then continued on to seek to understand the what, the hows, and the whys of God's marvelous deeds. Francis Schaeffer once wrote a trilogy of books encouraging this exact motivation. The God who is there, He is there and He is not silent, and escape from reason. He encouraged believers to study God's word and nature, seeking to better understand the author, the message God had given us. Like the author of Hebrews 11, God doesn't want us to use His gift of faith to just superficially parrot His word, but to let it sink in, to change us, and to cement us to His promises. Over the centuries, hundreds of godly philosophers, scientists, theologians, and apologists have challenged that very same thing. Saints, if we truly believe that God is there, and He's not silent, that He has given us the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, then the implication is that we are to look for Him each and every day. We need to study to understand His word and will for our lives. May that be your assurance and your conviction today.